We're in the control centre. When I look outside, the rain has stopped. I keep looking outside just on the off chance Bruce Willis walks by, which he apparently has been doing. Katie Moffat on Twitter, have you seen Bruce Willis yet?
Yeah, but not today.
Oh, like that, is it? Who's sat around the table at the moment? We've lost somebody who's had to run off to document stuff, but who are you?
I'm Jordan Amazade from the Lowry in Salford Keys.
What's your Twitter name?
@Jordan_Zade, Z-A-D-E-H.
I think you're used to spelling that name. I think it must come with the name. And you, sir?
I'm Rob Martin, also from the Lowry.
So you guys own this place today. Any documentations could be tagged with your branding?
That's the point.
So what is this weekend all about? Give me a quick synopsis, Katie.
Okay, so the idea of the Weekender is that it basically wraps up lots and lots of different cultural events that are happening all in one weekend. So there's hundreds of things happening, all sorts of different arts events, theatre, literature, politics, walks, all sorts of things. And it's just really to give it an umbrella title. We felt that there was so much going on that someone needed to kind of draw attention to it all, really. I think that's about it. 48 hours of culture and art, effectively.
In a sentence, 48 hours of culture and art. I might be just all cultured and arted out after this. What am I likely to see? What kind of things have come to the streets of Manchester in the past?
Well, we've had all sorts. We've had... Jordan will be going to the Green Room, which specialises in more experimental avant-garde stuff.
Oh, God.
I've seen a gentleman cut his arm open and do a poo on stage there.
Right! Was that in the programme or did that shock the living daylights, everybody?
It was quite shocking, but it was in the programme.
Well, did anybody take toilet roll and throw it on the stage as a kind of a, instead of flowers?
No, there were no flowers, there were no toilet rolls.
Was it a packed house? Could your people actually go, oh, I must go and see that?
It was, because this is not an unknown person. This is quite a famous person.
Really?
Yeah, in some circles.
Okay.
In the circles of people who like to watch blood and poo on stage, perhaps. But...
Oh, so it's not George Michael?
No.
Okay, not George, if you're listening, for me to say that you do that kind of thing, but you are famous in some circles. What kind of thing have you seen in the past?
Nothing that compares to that.
Right, so, well, I will be prepared to have my eyes open. I think the thing that Katie's taking me to initially is a man suspended in cling film, which is kind of weird in itself.
Yeah, no, it should be good.
It's, not everybody, let me just say, quick disclaimer, not everybody in Manchester is this surreal in their everyday goings about. This is art, remember, and anything, even... pooing on stage can come under the mantle, is that the right term? I'm trying to think of something more toilet related. Under the title
under
of...
Lid.
Under the lid of art. Nice.
Yeah, the cling film thing, or whatever, however you refer to it.
I think it's got a botched title than that.
It has. It's actually Lawrence Mulstaff's... it's a performance called Shrink, where basically he's suspended in, I guess it's some kind of plastic, and then they suck all the air out of it. So that he's vacuum-packed, basically. So that's what we're going to see in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Better wrap up. Rack up, pack up, and get out there. Be careful out there, guys. Who knows what you're going to see. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
See ya.
One each.